Good morning, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Kol HaBoker. Today is April 5th, 2024, Chav Vav Adar Beis. This shiur is dedicated to the schus of our chayalim and to the immediate release of our chatufim, our hostages, who should be released immediately. And wish then so also that there should be shalom in Eretz Yisrael.
Amen.
Okay, so the title of this shiur today is, and here the son asks, kids at the Seder, because we have the famous statement, Kan HaBen Shoel, which we'll get into. So let's take a look at the first reference. And it's there's a Tanur Rabbanon about Arba Kosos. And it says, Tanur Rabbanon Kol Chayavim Barba Kosos Halalu Echad Anashim, Echad Nashim, Echad Tinokos. So men, women, and children are Chayav and Arba Kosos. Now, most of us would not feed our kids four big cups of wine unless we wanted to either, A, kill them or make sure that they slept for a couple of days. So what is the Gemara actually talking about there? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chimat toelos yesh l'tinokos b'yayin. What value does it have for children with wine? Ela mechalkin lahem. That's on kufches amid beis, but now we go to kuftes amid aleph. So we give them, instead, we give them nuts and almonds on Erev Pesach so that they shouldn't fall asleep. Now, I don't know about you, but when I had little kids, if we gave them nuts, they would think that we were nuts because it wouldn't keep them awake. They would just throw it at each other, probably. Amru level Rabbi Akiva, Shehayim, Achale, Klayos, Vagozin, Latinokos, Erev Pesach, Kadeshalo, Yishnu. And so we didn't think of it. Rabbi Akiva thought of doing it so that they shouldn't fall asleep and they should ask. So the emphasis is obviously on asking, and we're going to see that over and over again. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chopfin Matzos B'Leile Pesachim B'Shvil Tinokos Shelo Yishnu. So Rabbi Eliezer says that what you do is you excitedly grab matzos. We'll explain what that means in a second, on Erev Pesach, and so the kids should not fall asleep. The emphasis here, then, is on the kids not falling asleep. There are several different explanations of what chofim means. You know chatufim, so what I mentioned before, something is kidnapped or grabbed or taken. So Rashi says, actually, not that at all. He says that chofim means you raise the ka'ara so that the children should ask, why are you picking that up? What's the purpose of that? Number two is chofim, we eat the matzos very quickly. So again, so the children should ask, what are you stuffing down your mouth so quickly? What's the hurry here? The Rashbam says we snatch the matzah from the children, take it almost out of their hands so they don't become drowsy after eating the matzah. But this is already when you're up to motzi matzah. So this is we take it out of their hands so that they shouldn't eat so much and fall asleep. We want to make sure they eat a shear of some sort. And finally, the fourth explanation is you snatch the matzah from each other. And this is perhaps the basis of stealing the afikoman. Okay.
The fourth one is
you snatch it from one another.
Where is it?
You don't have that here. What we do have here is in reference number Gimel, Rashi says, Chofin matzah magvian asakara b'shol tinokos yishalu, v'istim afarish chofin matzah ochlim maher, v'zeh haloshon ikar midamaisiha de Rabbi Akiva b'hada. So this is the one that that Rashi likes the best, is that you eat it very quickly. But there are, as I mentioned, three other explanations, one of which Rashi adds, and the Rashbam has the other one, and then the last one, which is I don't find an attribution for. The Rashbam, in reference Bet, on Pesachim Kofches, says, V'echad ha-tinokos. So the question is, why are we even concerned with the tinokos? If they're children, you know, let them have their short little meal. They'll eat their chicken fingers, and they'll go to sleep. Why are we concerned? Because he says, V'echad ha-tinokos, shegam heim negalu. Because they are also involved, and they need to be involved. And we're going to see again later at the end, hopefully I'm going to end with this, what is the importance of this whole thing that we're doing as far as they're concerned.
So when he means to eat the matzah quickly means you should get through the first part of the Seder quickly to the matzah. It doesn't mean literally eating the matzah quickly, right? It means getting through the first part of the Seder
well,
to the matzah.
It depends. If you're saying,
the kid shouldn't fall asleep.
If you go like the Rashbam is saying that you're snatching from then from the children so they don't eat that much. You get them before they finish it. Right. Rashi over here seems to be saying that we eat it quickly. The idea is to make something different. So it should be. Why are we rushing? What's the behilo yotzo mi Mitzrayim? Why are we doing everything so fast? What is the point of this over here? You know, normally we sit, we eat, the parents schmooze, we go play, whatever it is. All of a sudden, everybody's in a rush, and so that the idea is to keep them awake. What is the rush about?
I think it means that
you're
get through the Seder quickly, but the matzah, they shouldn't fall asleep.
But that's what I meant. But the position is this is already at Motzi Matzah. So, you mean you kept the kids awake during the whole Haggadah, and now you're up to Motzi Matzah. So, there are two possible explanations. One is yes. And the other explanation is that before we had the whole Haggadah, maybe you'd have the kids eat the matzah early, or maybe the order might have been different. That's another possibility. You know, and then it crystallized as this as the way we do it now in the Gemara, and we have the Motzi Matzah after we have the Haggadah section. I don't know that it's hard to envision just as you're saying though, like why would you wait so long? You're talking about another hour perhaps that the kids are staying awake, and you're talking about and now it's April, and even in Eretz Yisrael, April we're talking about 7-8 o'clock. Already. So for little kids, that's late. For our teenagers, that's nothing. They'll be up till midnight. Okay, there is another Gemara right after this, Psachim Kuftes Amid Aleph, and it says, Tanya Amar Lava Rabbi Akiva, Miyamav Lo Amar Higia Esla Amod Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Akiva did not say it's time to get out of the Beis HaMedrash. Chutz me arvei pesachim ve'erev Yom Kippurim. Only 2 days during the year. Why? Ve'erev Pesach v'shvil tinokos. Again, he's concerned an Erev Pesach with the children, Kedei Shelo Yishnu, which is referring back to what Rashi said before, V'zeh Lashon Ikar D'midamayisi Had Rabbi Akiva D'Hada, V'Erev Yom Kippurim Kedei She'achilu Es B'neihem, so they should feed their kids and make sure they eat. Tana Rabban Chayav Adam L'Sameach B'Nav V'Bnei Beiso B'Regel. So now we introduce another concept. We have this brisa that a person is supposed to be Mesameach, his children, and B'Nei Beiso B'Regel, So the simcha seems to be attached to yayin. So we have this another issue of the concern. Ain simcha el b'yayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, anashim b'ra'oi lahem, v'nashim b'ra'oi lahem, men who with what they want or they need, v'nashim b'ra'oi lahem, and then he explains what that means. Anashim b'ra'oi lahem b'yayin. V'noshim b'mai, with what we make women happy, with simcha. B'bavel b'bigdei tzivonim. Be'eretz Yisrael b'bigdei pishonim v'gohat. Some different kinds of garments for them. What are we missing?
Jewelry.
The jewelry, yeah. Right, right, that's correct. No, we're missing tinokos. What happened to the tinokos here? We just said that b'shvil tinokos shel k'dei shelo yishnu, but now we all of a sudden the tinokos are not here. Okay, what is it? Simcha doesn't have anything to do with the tinokos? Well, maybe it does. Okay, there is a tosefta, in interest of full disclosure, there is a tosefta that says ketanim karoi lohem. It does include it. But at least in this Gemara here in Pesachim, it doesn't mention the tinokos.
Maybe it's just simply a mitzvah. It's not there not to include
them. Okay, but you might say, well, what about nashim? And we already said echot tinokos shagam heim nigalu heim hayu ba'oso hanes, right? So we would want to include them, but they're not here. Okay, I'm not sure I'll be able to answer that. Why?
Yachas, you start already with tinokos. Once you do yachas, you have the apikoman hiding, and they're finding the apikoman.
Okay, so that would be good with my fourth explanation. I just snatch it from you snatch the matzah from one another. And then that's used as a source for the afikoman. So that would work with that. But Dov's question is still outstanding. In other words, you're waiting now until Motzi Matzah? So.
No, you do it right at Yachas, which is the beginning of the Seder.
Yeah, but if that's assuming that you're not talking like the Rashbam. His question is really on the Rashbam. Mm-hmm. The Rashbam says you snatch it from the children. So you say, how did the children get their hands on it?
They stole it.
Because but you don't snatch it from them. We let them redeem it with some very overly expensive gift that they'll never use again, right? I mean, that's normally the way it's done.
Isn't that the whole sentence?
That's yeah. Okay. Right. So all right. So let's take a look at the let's take a look at the Rambam as we move historically up the building blocks. So the Rambam says. Let's skip down to the second line, Mozgim HaKos HaSheni V'chan HaBen Shoel. That's the eponym for this, I guess that's the right word for this shir. So here the son asks, V'Omer HaKore, the person who's reading the Haggadah, not one of the kids, Manishtano HaLayla Zeh Mikol Elos, and he goes through the entire questions. If you count them up, actually you notice that there are five, not four. We dropped one. I'm not going to go into that. Okay, so here this the Kan HaBen Shoel, the child asks, but it seems like the Kore is the person who's the Seder leader is answering. The Mishnah Torah in the next one Hilchos Chometz Umatzah says V'tzorech Lasos Shinui Belayla Hazeh Kedei Sheyiru Habanim V'Yishalu. So that the children should ask, this goes back to, echoes what he said in the previous reference in Hay, in Hilchos Chometz Matzah. That's actually the perek after the one that I'm reading now. V'yomru manishlan alayla zem yikol alos, and v'yomru, and they say, meaning the children. Ad sheyashiv lahem v'yomar lahem kach v'kach aira v'kach v'kach haya. V'ketzad mishaneh, how does he change things? The Rambam says, mechalek lahem klayos v'agozim. You give them the nuts and the almonds, the okrim hashulchan milafnehem, kodem shiyochlu, the chot v'matzah zem yizahi is omnibus. He's got all the explanations of what you do. You give them nuts, you grab the matzah, you take away the shulchan, you elevate the kara, v'chiyotzei b'dvorim ha'ela, and you'll think of something on your own to just make them ask a question. Ein lo ben ishto shoalto. If he doesn't have a child, The wife asks him, Ein lo isha, next page, Sholim zela zeh, zeh zeh manishtana halayla zeh. If he doesn't have a wife, then they ask anybody who's there, Vafilu hayu kulan chachamim hayola vado, Shoel li atzmo, manishtana halayla zeh. If he's by himself, he asks himself. So asking and curiosity and wonderment are all part of the Seder. Now, the... So again, to emphasize, the Rambam is careful to say that the children need to ask, and one of the things that they ask in the second halacha is that they ask the manishtana. Okay, so the Rambam, the tour in the next reference in Zion says, Kasav Rambam, Zal chayav adam liyos sameach v'tov lev v'moed hu v'shto v'nav v'chol nilvim olav kol echad karoy lo. So everybody needs to be happy and have simcha. Ketzad, how haktanim nosen lehem klayus vagozim migdanos. He adds migdanos here, delights, something really nice, like candy. V'anoshim konel lehem begadim v'tachshitim kefim emomno. That's important when we go back to what Henry said with the jewelry. They just do it according to what you can afford. You don't get crazy, even though they would like you to get crazy. V'anoshim ochlim baser v'shosim yayin. And v'kishu ochel v'shosim chayiv and he goes through this extra stuff to make sure that the Purim Seuda and the Seder itself extends to other people who are coming in. Why not? He says, if you don't do it, this is Ein Zo Mitzvah Ela Simchas Kreso, Val Eilu Nemar Zivchehem Kalechem Onim Lohem Kol Ochlav Yitamu Ki Lachmam Lenav Shamhu. He brings this pasuk. Then he says, which I brought down really mostly, I guess, as Mike said before, for shock value. Avagav shachila vashtia b'moed mitzvah sasehi lo yehe ochel v'shoseh kol ayom elakachi hamidosh kol ha'am mashkimim levate kinesios levate medrashos mispalon v'korim v'torah v'inyan hayom v'chozrim levateim. This is for Yontif itself, not for the Seder. V'ochlim v'holchim levate medrashos, and they go back to the base major v'shonim ad chatzi ayom, they learn half the day. They go back home. And his will be getting to the point. You don't get, simcha does not mean, the Torah says, getting overly too much levity. V'yomar kol ha-mosif bazeh marbe b'simchas mitzvah. You can't say, we're supposed to be happy, let's get really happy, and call it simchas mitzvah. L'fisha ein ha-schok v'kalos rosh harbei simcha. Because it's not harbei simcha. El ha-holos v'sichlos, it's folly. V'lo nitztavino al ha-holos v'sichlos, and we weren't commanded for that. El ha-simcha sheyesh bo avodas ha-yotzer. Now he gets through how you enforce this. Chayavim beisin l'hamid shotrim b'regolim, sheyu shotitim b'chapsim b'gnus, Abiganos of Pardesim, Val and Naharos, Yiskapsu Shom, Lechov, Lishtos, and Hashem, and Hashem. You have a police force which goes out to check that people aren't gathering in various places, both men and both women. The Yavoli de Avera, because that leads to the sinfulness, obviously. Chen Yisharu, but Devarzel, even in their homes, we don't want them to gather together. They'll basically take too much. Chasidim who are not present Chasidim, who Hashem is with them all at all times. Okay, so that I just wanted that shock value that is actually to set up a police force to wander around and make sure that but this is well known. This is not the Torah didn't write this. The Torah is quoting this in this particular halacha. Beis Yosef says. Now we're going to go back to the concept of simcha versus against so that they shouldn't fall asleep. Is it because they should be happy, or is it because they shouldn't fall asleep, or could it be both? We'll go. The vote for both will probably be right, as you'll see. So the Beis Yosef says, "Masha kasev haktanim nosein l'mem kloyus vegozim lo mitzasev mefurash." The Beis Yosef says, "I didn't see any place where it says that you give them." You give the children Kloyos Vagozim, because if you look, we go back to the references here, both in Psochim Kufches and Psochim Chavtes. He doesn't find where it says that you have a raya, that you give them Kloyos Vagozim. But we see it says, Amar Rav Yehuda, and in fact, it says we have a Yerushalmi that says Sorachu Adam, which is in reference 10 Tess Sorachu Tani Sorachu Adam L'Sameach Hasishtov as Bon of Baregel B'Mem Esamcham B'Yayin. Rav Yehuda Omer Noshim Karoy Lohem Ktanim Karoy Lohem Noshim Karoy Lohem K'mon Misonin V'Tzulzelin V'Ktanim Baroy Lohem K'mon Egozin V'Luzin. And then it goes through Amma Amrin Havarabi Tarfon Avid Kain. So Rabbi Tarfon did this. Interesting that Rabbi Tarfon is a bar plukta to Rabbi Akiva, who also did the same thing. So they seem to both agree. It's clothing, I presume. I didn't look it up. The point of it was to say that there is a raya, and we have a raya from the Gemara, so I'm not sure what the Beis Yosef was saying with Mitzasev Mefurash. I should have given credit at the very beginning. A lot of this comes from the Sefer Rutz Katzvi, which is by Rav Tzvi Reisman, and another it was another source that I used was Harei Kedem, which is a discussion of some of the Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik. So he makes this point that it's interesting that the Beis Yosef did not say anything, did not notice or did not mention this Talmud Yerushalmi, but on the other hand, we do have it. He says, "Afagav de Tanya Perak Arvip Sochem Amro of Rabbi Kiva Shoy Michali Kloyos Vagozim Latinokas." So he's justifying it. Ber Pesach Hamafarish Hasam Taima Kadeshlo Yishnu V'Yishalu V'Imkain Hechad Loshaya Chay Taima Minir Leel Tzarchian. I'm not sure what his concern is, but he is referencing back to Rabbi Akiva that they shouldn't fall asleep. Okay, so the Meiri and the next reference and reference, huh?
Sutzlin at least are doves.
Doves?
Doves?
Okay.
Women are cheered on the holy days with appropriate
Okay. Well, kleos are roasted ears of corn, or roasted ears of wheat, I should say. They didn't have corn.
I thought the whole corn is kidneys.
They don't eat corn. No, they didn't have corn. They didn't have corn. Corn is an American, North is a Western hemisphere.
Corn in Europe is wheat.
Or wheat. So kleos, well, in the Middle East, kleos would be they roasted wheat. They didn't roast. They couldn't roast corn. They didn't have popcorn. So
I know corn.
Roasted wheat. Yeah, you could have roasted wheat. Why? You put wheat in a pan on the fire.
Sugar to the kids.
What's that?
I said they didn't know about giving you sugar.
Sugar to the kids. Yes, that's right. So they give them candy.
What if
Kali is kleos. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's just a stage of which stages is grown, I think. Right. So let's take a look at the Meiri. So
how did they give roasted corn? I think he gets wet, it'll become hummus.
No, because they didn't give him corn. They couldn't give them corn.
He broke, not the corn of the cob. I'm talking about the European corn.
There's no European corn.
Huh?
There's no European corn.
It came
from Mexico. It's South America. Maize.
No.
M-A-I-Z-E.
In Europe, they called bread cornbread. Cornbread meant wheat.
They brought that from America. That was later. They didn't have that until America was ready. They had trade with North America. Yeah, maize was invented by the Mayans or the Incas or something like that.
The word corn.
Yeah, and then it came to Europe. It came to Europe, and you have Rav Kornmel, right? Olav Hashalom, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Kornmel it means cornmeal. Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean from corn, from maize. It means from wheat.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
Maybe it means the grains. I don't know. Okay. All right. I'll concede to you on that one. Let's move on. Let's move on. So the Meiri in reference to Yud says.
The Bible, you see, they use the word corn in translations of the Bible. They were talking about wheat.
Okay. I'll concede it. I just want to move forward. Okay. Hatinokas Apalpisha. We're looking at the Meiri now. Hatinokas Apalpisha Anu Mitzuvim La'oram Kadeshi Yishalu. Even though we have to keep the kids awake, ein misamchen osam b'inyan chovas arba kosos. We don't make them happy with the idea of four cups. Vatinokos ein lahem simcha kol kach b'yayin, because they don't have simcha in yayin. So simcha is really more for the adults with wine. El mechalkim lahem klayos, and then he mentions parenthetically shalshana shavra shein b'hem iser chadash ve'agozim. Iser chadash. Close parentheses. Vagozim kadeshi yishalu, so they should ask. Ratzalom or shalo yishnu. So he's merging the two concepts of simcha and not sleeping and asking. V'yiru osam ha'inyonim shanu misaskim b'hem. V'yishalu manishtana. So they see what we're involved with, and they ask, "What's this whole thing that we're doing?" V'kain chotven matzah klomer shemisaskim b'ab derech hamoya v'chatifa. It's in an excited and way and snatching one from the other. He goes, obviously, with that last explanation. Kadeshi yastashu, they should be amused. Hatinos bekas v'yavo l'dei shena v'yisoru l'mashirorim v'yishalu v'yachru manishtana. Achana vo l'saper v'inyan. Okay. So he is basically merging those two issues of simcha and staying awake. It's both. It's not as much simcha with yayin, but it's simcha with other things. And they have to stay awake for all what's going on. So in the Rishimos, the next page, in page 3, the top reference is Rishimos Shiurim, Al Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. Rishimos Shiurim is the Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So his question really is what is Simcha? And if we go down to the second paragraph, that's after the word at the end of the after the end of five lines down, it says Ad Kan Lashono. He says Mashma Yesh Bahem Simcha Avol Eina Simcha Yisera Ki B'Shalosh Regalim Sheyesh Bahem Simcha Yisera. That he's divides Simcha into two types: the Simcha, plain Simcha, and Simcha Yisera. V'Yesh La Amod Al Hevdel Bein Simcha LeBein Simcha Yisera. That's the underlined line. That you have to make a difference between Simcha and excessive simcha, or excess simcha. I shouldn't say excessive, because he's not going, that's not a pejorative. V'nira de ikar din simcha hu simcha salev. Simcha is joyfulness in the heart. U'vezeh shavim rosh hashanah v'yom kippur l'sholosh regalim, d'chulam yesh simcha b'lev. They all have that much simcha. V'zeh muchach v'masha rosh hashanah v'yom kippur m'vatlim avelus. Since there's no avelus, so it has something to do with simcha. V'ikar hastir ala avelus she'ikara chalos b'leiv, he's simcha saleiv, v'asimcha shebaleiv mevatelos es dinei avelos. It's basically saying the same thing. Ela sheberegolim nosaf ledin simcha saleiv, yesh mitzvah l'smoach b'masa. So he says on Shalosh Regalim we have some a different kind of simcha, where we have simcha in what you do, kigon al yidei achilas shlamim. So he says that the carbon itself speaks for what the simcha would be. Meidach gisa b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur ein chiyav l'smoach b'maaseh v'rak l'smoach b'simchas lev. V'chein omer haRambam she'ein bohem simcha yaseira. They don't have simcha yaseira. They have plain simcha. Shasimcha yaseira hi k'shasmechem b'maaseh v'poal. Amnam Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur yimei simcha hem k'yesh bohem simchas lev. It seems to be a little repetitive.
The first phase, Simchas Halev, is an inner contentment, inner joy.
Yes.
Whereas the second is a behavioral manifestation.
Okay, that's exactly it. That's exactly what he's saying.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a chilah, yeah. What a brilliant.
Who is this?
This is Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik, yeah. Okay. So the next reference asks the question is, do they drink? Do the kids drink? And so the Shulchan Aruch says, "Gam anoshim chayavos barbakosis b'chol mitzvos hanoagos boso laila." They are involved in the nes, and therefore they are involved in all the mitzvos, even though it's some of the mitzvos that say shes mangrama. Tinokos shehigil lechinuch mitzvah litain lechol echad koso lefanav. So this is the Shulchan Aruch that says that tinokos who have come to the age of chinuch, then the mitzvah is to give everybody, all of them, a kos. The Ramah, which is italicized, the ein likach kos shepif tzar kmo krugwas, and it doesn't. The rest of it doesn't add anything. I just thought it was interesting that the Ramah uses those Yiddish or German words. So, and then Shulchan Aruch says at the end,
you shouldn't give them a small kos. You have to give them really a
narrow. He says in the second line, I should add, and you can't, with this kruglas, you can't have the revias altogether. He's implying, I think, that you do need to have a revias if you can have a kos, but the kids can't really drink a revias.
What is that, a mug?
It's a bottle. It's a bottle.
A soda bottle.
It's a bottle. Like a soda bottle. It's where the top is narrow.
And narrow
it's harder to slug it down. Right. And that's what, on the bottom of the page, on the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, there's a little number one, and it says, it's like a bottle. Okay. But he says in the next halacha, Mitzvah l'chalak l'tinokos kloyos v'gozim k'dei sheyiru shinoi v'yishalu. So he says he doesn't put that under the same heading as the kos, and he doesn't put it, they don't mention anything about simcha. He goes back to the k'dei sheyiru shinoi v'yishalu. The Mishnah Brura, as far as mitzvah litain, it says, tinokos shigil l'chinuch mitzvah litain l'kol echad koso l'fanav. He says it's a mitzvah of ol eino me'akev. It doesn't prevent anything. It doesn't ruin the mitzvah.
It doesn't throw it off.
It's
just chinuch, basically.
It's just chinuch, yeah.
It says
Okay. Yeah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, again, so now the Shulchan Aruch in the next, this is in Tuf Ayin Gimel, in the next Simon, he says, V'yagibia karash yesh bo hamatzos yomer holachman yarad manishtana. So this is now, he's talking about the conduct of the Seder. He said, the Ramah says, V'yomru b'loshon shem evinim hanoshim v'aktanim. V'yomru, that sounds like he's talking again about the leader of the Seder. He should say the Haggadah in a language that the women and the children understand. O yifarish lehem ha'inyan, or you have to explain it to them. V'chein asar Rabbi Yehuda me Londri, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's London. Kolha Agada Beloshon Laz. He's probably said it in English. Kadeshi Avino Hanoshim Vaktanim. V'azit Savela Sirami Al Shulchan Lanicham Sof Ashulchan Kilukvar Achul Kadeshi Yiru Atinokos V'yishalu. Again, you throw them a curveball so that they should ask, "What are you doing?"
So the total emphasis is on the kids here. The whole
correct.
We don't need to sit there and do all the drushes and all
correct.
This thing.
Correct.
To protract the Seder.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Really,
it's a good point.
Involved and to be,
yeah, right, to have an interaction. There should be interactive.
Unless it's the kids who are doing it.
Yeah, if the kids are doing it, then they're involved. But that's the point.
For different levels, you're going to have different
the point,
kids
right? The point is that, and we'll talk about the different levels in just a minute. But the point is here to get them involved, to have them interact, to ask, to find out, to want to know, not just to repeat it. You know, that's why it's very nice when we do the dipping with the finger and the wine. That's really like exciting. Like, look, Daddy is making a mess. You know, that's
right.
He's saying, don't get it on the tablecloth.
Make a mess.
You're right. Okay.
Why are you dipping it on the kiddle?
Right. Okay. Now, the Piskei HaRosh explains, really gives you sort of a bottom line. So he quotes the Gemara up to the where it's italicized it, and then he says, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'hu d'shasi ruba l'kosa, that you should drink the robe of kos. But then he adds, Ubnei beso shosim hamiya tanishar. It sounds like what he's saying is that the Seder leader is the one who drinks Rov Kos, and what's left of that Rov Kos, he distributes to other people. It's not that they're getting a big becher like that, and they're all slugging it down, falling asleep, getting drunk, vomiting, whatever it may be for the whole night. The idea is that he's the one who's drinking. And then he says, "V'nei beso shotsim amiyu tanishar, mashma dilatchat chila, ein sorich lashkosim elahu." Who shows that kolakos the heim yotzim b'shmiya, that he drinks the wine and they can hear it, but they just hear it. He doesn't even mention that they need to drink any wine over here in this second part of the sentence. Teda the ha nami kisheshasu lo yotzu ela b'shmiya. Even when they drink, they are being yotze with listening. The ha be'in and ruba the kos of heim lo shasu ela miyat, because they need rov kos and they're not even doing rov kos.
Listening to what?
They're listening to him make the bracha and to go through the rest of the haggadah. Right. But it sounds like it sounds like their shmiah is the bracha that he's making, and they're saying amen, so they're participating in the making of the bracha, but they're not drinking the wine.
Right. But if I have an obligation to eat matzah, I can't be yotzei with somebody else eating the matzah.
Yeah, but you're talking about kids.
Yeah.
You're talking about kids. Kids and women.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And they had grape juice in those days?
I guess not. No, they wouldn't drink it.
Everybody in the house, it sounds like.
Yeah, but I think his focus is more for the kids. Because he says, the Gemara is saying, Hishka mehen levonav levnei beso yotza. I mean, if they can drink Rov Kos, if they're able to drink Rov Kos, it's no chiddush that they can drink Rov Kos. The point is what if they can't drink Rov Kos? Then how do you handle that? So you give them a little bit, and they yotze b'shmiya. Mihu yesh litchos t'mayri kashi yesh l'chol echad kos lefonav, kamosha hein noagim. He says that the fact is that we do see the fact that they put a kos in front of everybody, who shafach l'sochan, and he pours a little bit into each one. V'loshan ha-mishnah mashmash ein arba kosas ki em lo, that it's, he only has the four kosas. Midikatoni v'lo yifchasu lo me arba kosas. Right? Demashma davka lo tzarech v'lo v'vnei v'nei so l'chol echad v'echad.
Feels like an earthquake.
Right. Yeah, maybe.
That's an earthquake.
That's cool.
The burner.
Either that or... The last time we had an earthquake, everything swayed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember being in the driving and the traffic light was...
Could have been a heavy truck, maybe.
Yeah. Although I didn't see anything pass by, no. I mean through the window.
You didn't hear any truck noise.
You didn't hear truck noise.
That would have been an engine. You would have heard a motor.
Okay, let's go on. Umiyu b'braisa demaisi basar hachi mashma detzarech l'chol echad v'echad kosa the katani echad nashim v'echad anashim v'echad tinokos on Rabbi Yehuda, etc., etc. Okay, turn to page 4. We only have.
They felt it in Jersey.
They did?
That's an earthquake.
Okay, we have them periodically. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, just looking at the...
family messages.
Yeah. Just look at the underline. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is the Alter Rebbe, just where it's underlined. Yeshalo al shino zev v'shamiras ha'agada mitzvasa la'amra derech tshuva al shela sheshaluhu. Shnemar ki yishalchem mincha v'amarta levincha avadim hayinu. Just he's emphasizing that the point of this is to have, as I mentioned before, the tshuva. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the next reference, and what's underlined, v'gam zeh kedei sheyiru tinokos v'yishalu lama okrim HaShulchan, halo adayin lo achalnu. He's giving you more of a literary, as it were, just a picture of what's happening at the Seder table. Miyad mozgim lo kosheni v'kedei sheyishalu bein lama mozgin kosheni. What are you pouring again? Halo adayin lo achalnu. We still didn't eat. He's explaining what the ma is in manishtana. How much is this changed? Seems to be saying that it's not so much why, but how much. Ma tovu olecha Yaakov, how goodly are your tents. Al derech hespalus, because of an action, because of something being done. V'chein b'chan nespoil ma gadlu hashinuim havlayozeh. And then he says, this, skipping down again, everybody always says that. Now, the next reference is Hare Kedem. Hare Kedem is also an analysis of Rav Soloveitchik's Shurim, written, transcribed or written by one of his Talmidim, I think it's Michal Shurkin. And what he says over here in Hare Kedem, he says, Ulam kore ha-gadar shoel manishtana b'nusach acher, v'hu shoel manishtana halayla zeh b'nusach ha-mavo'ar b'mishnah, the way that's discussed in the Mishnah, b'rabam kam, v'char hirgish b'yasod ha-dvarim b'gilyon ha-shulchan aruch l'chasam sofer, which I have down below in reference to your test. And the chasam sofer says, Kadesh Yishalu Lashon Rambam Parakhes Vchain Haben Shuel Omar Kore Manishtana Mashma Shakore Haggadah Yomar Manishtana. That the person who's leading the Seder is reading the Haggadah says Manishtana, which we referred to before, but here's the source, or is a source. So Gemara Mashma and Haben Shoel Lo Yomar Kore El Avadim Hayino. If the son is able to ask that, then the father or the leader of the Seder should say, start from Avodim Hayino. In other words, give him the answer. So we can see that in the time of the Chasam Sofer already, we have the issue of the son is asking the question, or at least if he's able to ask the question, he moves on that. Going back to the Hare Kedem, the fourth line, Vayesod, Lidin Zanira Deladas Harambam, Hadin Lishol Beleil HaSeder, Eno Rak, Midine v'agadat olavincha. It's not only from hagadat olavincha. V'mitzvah lehodi olavonim. Elezeu gam me'ikar chovas hasipur shel yitzias Mitzrayim. That it's that important. It's not just to fulfill the mitzvah of hagadat olavincha, but that is the essence of the sipur yitzias Mitzrayim is discussing and asking. Tamadbeya shel sipur l'harambam hu b'derech shel she'ela v'tshuva. And then the next paragraph, Asher, and this is interesting, Asher al kain minhago shel maran hagrach, this is the grandfather, the Reb Chaim, hayalach zor v'lomar manishtana. So we have another connection on this, that the Reb Chaim would say manishtana over again after the child said it, because that's how the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is performed.
I've been doing that intuitively myself.
Yeah, I guess to a certain extent we do.
I do it explicitly.
Well, you know, you normally get a kid up on the chair.
If any of you have the Steinsaltz Haggadah, it gives you a little bit of the underpinning of the Kabbalah, the Kavanas, Yudke, Vavke.
Oh, okay.
It structures the repetition. You're always thinking of which of the four questions, parallels to that anyway, this is the side. But it fits with this idea. Reb Chaim Paskin this Halacha as a minute, right? No.
The what?
He sees this as halacha, or that could be in a minute.
Who?
Reb Chaim, who have we quoted
here? Reb Chaim said that seems to say that'll be the halacha.
Okay.
Because that's why he's repeating. He wants to be involved. In, you know, this is a Brisker thing.
Because it's not just the Yigadah to Levincha; it's the essence of the.
The kiyum is in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So turn over to page 5. What's that?
Sofer obviously did not interpret the Rambam.
No.
purposes, it's just a means of facilitating.
Right. Say the bain shoel, and we don't have to repeat anything. We don't have to repeat anything else. But this is like a brisker chumrah, as it were.
Up to Canada.
Okay.
This seemed a little weird.
Okay, so let's talk about just some ideas about chinuch. What are we talking about when we say chinuch?
Oh, you don't know what it's saying.
Okay, guys. Hakol chayav, in top of page 5, the Rambam, Hakol chayav b'chilas matzah fil noshem vodim, katam sheyachol l'achol pas, v'chan chinoso b'mitzvos, v'machilim noso kezayis matzah. So here we're talking about a child who can eat a pas. We start to talk to him about mitzvahs and try to teach him, and we give him the kazayas of matzah. It's a little bit much for a little child. You dunk it in water. How strict are we? So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Gimel says how strict. Yesh, just the Katan ochel nevelos ain't based in mitsuyin lafrisho ala aviv mitsuvel the garbo lafrisho meisur the araisa. So that if you separate a child from isur de araisa if he's the age of chinuch. But basin doesn't, if he wants to eat nevela, for example, basin is not required to separate him, but his father has that obligation. Lachil beyadayim asur afil abzarm shasurim idivrei sofim, just to go skip to the Ramah. On the third line, the Yeshurim, the Kol Zeh B'Katan, the Lo Higiyah L'Chinuch, Aval Higiyah L'Chinuch Tzrichim L'Hafrisho. If he's got to the age of Chinuch, then you should prevent him from doing something that's an Aveira. The Yeshurim, the Lo Shaya Chinuch L'Beistin El La'av Bilvad, the Beis Yosef B'Katan, we'll skip the rest of it, that's not that relevant. The Shulchan Aruch Harav again,
I'm not sure what he's saying. What is that?
He's differentiating between
a kazayas matzah for a katan, because removing an iser d'oraisa is not the same as requiring a mitzvah asay d'oraisa.
No, but he's saying exactly that. That if it's an iser d'oraisa, you separate him, and if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you give him. You try to get him to eat something.
To give him a kazayas.
Well, remember, he's saying that Ramah is saying v'yeshar mitchol tzev katan zlo higiyah l'chinuch. So that they were talking about in the first part, the ratio of this, we're talking about a katan who is not old enough. But if it's a katan who's old enough, then you want to separate him from an iser d'oraisa and make sure that he does a mitzvah d'oraisa.
But that's not stated. It says tzrichim l'hafrisho. You're jumping to a conclusion that you also have a chiyuv to push him to do a chiyuv d'oraisa. It seems to be saying here, a katan shegil l'chinuch, you have a chiyuv d'hafrisho. From a low sase, it doesn't seem to imply that he requires.
If you have a katan who's not balachinuch and they're saying you should give them matzah, al achas hamakam, a kid who's of the age of chinuch, you'd want to make sure he does a mitzvah.
Sure, then tzarech lahafrisho is a different term.
Tzarech lahafrisho is separating him. Yes, but on the other hand, it's implied that it would be that you have to have him do a mitzvah because a three-year-old, you wanted to have a little piece of matzah.
The question about a kid, okay. The question is, what's the requirement by a katan tzrichel yishinuch when it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa.
It's a mitzvah, yeah. That's the flip side. Okay,
yeah,
so
it's clear.
He's not making it clear. I think he's assuming that you're saying, okay, we're going to have him do a mitzvah. In the next reference. We're talking about the Shulchan Aruch Harav is talking about chinuch banim v'afach tanim chayav aviyam lechancham b'mitzvos lahashkosam kosos ala seder. So you give them the dalad kosos. She is bar im kvar higiul lechinuch. The hainu shegiul is man sheroy lechancham l'shmo dvarim she. He's defining that where there it's appropriate to give them chinuch to understand the things which we're talking about when we talk about the kosos. Kedgon shein yodim me'inyan kedushas yom tov. And the next line, Gam yesh b'hem das lavin mashem esaprim lehem yitzias mitzrayim by miras hagada v'chein roi lechancham l'shmo hagada and l'shmo birkas hamazon ugmar halel v'halel hagadol v'nishmas shomer on the kosher v'yavaf. And then he says in the third line from the bottom, afak tanos shehigiyu l'chinuch dinam kiketanim, even girls also. V'chein b'shar kol mitzvos nagos b'layla ze'ein chiluk ben anushim l'anushim, anushim l'anushim, and boys and girls. Shaf anushim p'turos mikol mitzvos aseh shazman grama, etc. Going to the Mishnah Brura, and in reference Chaf Gimel, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. It starts, the line is Vidah. Vidah the Shir HaChinuch b'mitzvah sasehu b'chol tinok l'fi charifaso v'yediyaso b'chol davar l'fi inyano k'gon hayodea m'inyan Shabbos. It's according to their abilities. Chayev l'argilo shmo kiddush v'avdola v'ayodea l'shatef k'alocha chayev b'tzitzes v'chanal v'simon yudzayim v'chol v'chein kol kiyotze bo b'zeh b'ein b'mitzvah saseshel Torah b'ein b'shel divrei sofrim. So he's adding now the Rabbanons. Aval chinuch b'lo sasa, bein shel Torah, bein shel devrayim, hu b'chol tinuk shehu bar havona, shemevin k'she omrim lo, sheze asur lasos olechol. Okay. The next reference is to move along. Is the Sefer HaChinuch. And what he does, it's a discussion of why Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is so central to everything we do. And it's in the last, if you go to page 6, where it says, Gimel mishor shei ha-mitzvah, mashakasev b'karben Pesach, and just skip down 3 lines. The fisha who osu mofes gomor b'chidish ha'olam, the chiyesh eloka kadmon chafetz v'yacho, that's a sign for the renewal of the world and that there is a God, a primordial being. I don't know if that's not even the right word.
Which one are you on? Sorry.
This is page 6 in the second paragraph. It's 3 lines after the gimel, mishor shei ha-mitzvah. No, the next page, page 6. The top reference. Top reference.
Where is the page 6?
The last page.
You are not paginated?
It's the bottom of the page.
I don't, maybe his page, his might not be paginated. Oh, that I thought that was the one that I made a copy from. Okay, maybe I didn't. Okay. So just the last page, it'd be before reference Chafei, before reference Chafei. Yeah, you got it upside down. It's the one, and it's upside down. No, the last one's in your right hand. Turn it upside down.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
No, the other way.
The other way.
That mine is upside down now.
Yours is it should be Rutz Katzvi on the bottom.
Yeah. You got turned upside down.
Yeah, that's why you don't have pages. I was one short. Oh, you know what?
Sit over here.
So he says over here, Alkein Omer Lom B'Chavsein B'Sinol Sanseichel Tzitzmarin L'Fisha U'Os Lano Os V'Mofes Gomer B'Chidah Shalom V'Chiyesh El Kadmon Chavetz V'Yachol Po'el Kol Anemtza Os Hu V'Yodo L'Shan Osam G'Fish Yachpots V'Chol Zman Min HaZmanim. He can do, creates the reality, and he can change it anytime he wants. Kamosha Asa B'Mitzrayim, as he did in Mitzrayim, Sheshina Tivei Ha'Olam B'Shvilenu. V'Asalano Osos B'Chudashim Gadolim V'Atsumim Halozeh Mishatek Kol Kofer. This silences any denier. B'Chidash Ha'Olam U'Makayim Ha'Muna B'Yediyas Hashem Yisbarach. And it silences every non-believer or every denier in the recreation and the maintenance of the world and establishes the faith in Hashem Yisbarach v'chiyashkach asav v'yachalta v'klolim v'fratim heim. Now, just the Aruch HaShulchan, and we talk about how old are we talking about? So just a couple of opinions. The Aruch HaShulchan says in the lines that are underlined, he's talking about 5 or 6 year old. There are different opinions. They usually cluster around age 6 to 10, depending on the mitzvah and on the child. For example, Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah says age 6 to 7. The Prima Gadim says 5 to 6. The Chok Yaakov, says four cups at age 5 to 6, which I think is probably might not be so great for the child. Then the last chavav is who has the chiyav in chinuch the av, or the son himself. Me'arambam nira ki b'chinuch. This is again Rishim Ashuram. This is Rav Soloveitchik. Ki b'chinuch yesh beis halachas b'mezuzah kriyashma v'talmud Torah who posek shachiyav mutal ala av. So that you have a differentiation between who has the chiyav to actually to be taught or to teach or to be taught. And the last one is this, the Ratz Katzvi, Rabbi Reisman, and it's a nice summary. L'torach ha-havaras shasheres ha-mesorah midor l'dor misyached kol av im yiladav midei shana b'leil Pesach. In order to transmit the chain of the tradition from generation to generation, every father joins with his children every year on Leil Pesach, lahashrish bilibam, lahanchilam, es ikrei hamuna bavore, to establish in their hearts and to give them to transmit to them the principles of the of faith in a creator, b'chidush ha'olam, b'hashgachas Hashem yizbarach ala, b'chol rega v'rega v'inyan zem mudgash b'divrei shulchan aruch harav, Shechazar al inyan achinach b'mitzvos ve'al seder yoser mishar mitzvos. That we had that Shulchan Aruch Harav in reference Chaf Beis. V'tamo kamur laila zehuzman nifla sheyesh lahakdisha l'tovas kiyum mitzvos chinuch hadoros haboim al birkei ha'emuna. That we sanctify for the purposes of observing the mitzvahs chinuch for generations that are coming on, I guess, on the knees of Amunah. I don't know how you would translate into English. V'chein gam banos b'klal chiyuv zeh, girls, daughters also. G'divrei aruch ha'shulchan sh'af al pishav b'chol mokam ein banos b'klal chinuch b'chol mokam b'leil Pesach tzorech l'chanchan gam. Okay, so it's an omnibus type of observance for boys, girls, women, men, to be able to make sure that they understand the principles of our faith and to be able to transmit it from generation to generation.